Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners. You know, Ed, we were talking before we went on the air, and this last week was interesting because one of my kids had a stomach bug. How long has it been since we could talk about stomach bugs, GI viruses, run-of-the-mill stuff? It was, it's unpleasant to be, sick or have one of your kids feeling ill, but how nice to have something that's not on the news every day. And this week has been a lot more normal, I will say, busy. Mm-hmm. But when it came to more run-of-the-mill people coming in with, colds and coughs and all that, still no influenza, but you know what? It was a bit of a touch of normal, and I heard so many of the patients say they are ready for that, ready for spring and some normal in their lives, and probably a lot of our listeners are too. We're still going to practice all of our social distancing and masking and be careful, but my goodness, I'm ready for a little bit of normalcy in our lives. And I'm sure you are too. A little message from CHI Memorial. They want you to know that human kindness is an urge in all of us to help others. It's about showing kindness and a willingness to help those who may not be able to help themselves. Although there are times when the ones in need may not look like us, sharing a helping hand is what connects us all. Showing up in many colors, sizes, and forms. That's a great message from CHI. So, Ed, how about your week? What's up?
Well, again, another super busy week. Hiring a couple new people, actually.
Nice.
And I'm just very blessed for a wonderful turnaround of business for, the fear that we all had in February and March. I had some really tough moments, but I kept carrying the fire and I kept going forward. I knew good times would be around the corner, or easier times. And they are, with a lot of hard work, but we are very blessed to have the most amazing staff of my 42-year career. And they are just wonderful people who are all passionate about what we do, which is to empower people with information to help them journey to better health and give them the information they need to make great decisions. There's a guy that I really like. His name's Dr. Geo, G-E-O. And he specializes in prostate issues for men, but he has sometimes some really good posts. And because I'm sitting here drinking a Scooter's coffee, Scooter's is a new place that opened on Shalford Road, and I really like it. They have a great attitude, and they're not full of fear, and they just serve you well and all that. But I do like coffee, and sometimes we get the mixed messages. Is it good for us? No. Yes, it is good for us. Yes, we don't really know what to do. Well, this study came out and was a peer-reviewed study showing a lower risk of mortality in people who consume coffee and green tea. And in the study, people who drank 4 or more daily cups of green tea plus 2 or more cups of coffee had a 63% lower risk of death over 5 years. And also, it seemed to protect prostate health. That's the reason he was posting it. I do believe that some of the devil's always in the details, so we need to choose, if we can, the organic, because many of these coffees are heavily sprayed because they're grown in countries that don't really understand the toxicities of chemicals. So try to do organic. I'm always a little bit PO'd at Starbucks that they generally don't offer an organic brand.
Which is odd for a Seattle-based company. I always think that. But let me throw out a shout-out to, I think it's Don Pablo Coffee. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but it's the Costco coffee. Mm-hmm. It's very good, and it is organic, non-GMO. I mean, it is a good coffee, tastes great, and it's actually a healthy coffee. You don't have to spend a ton, say, for, Bulletproof is a great brand, don't get me wrong, but it's much more expensive, say, than going to Costco. So you can find a nice, healthy alternative for coffee, which is not going to break the bank. And Costco is my current favorite, that Don Pablo.
Yeah, I agree. It's not like the old days where it was double the cost. it's actually, I don't know, maybe 25% more. Another one of those investments in your health, it's certainly worth the extra dollar or two. Can I tell a taste difference? Sometimes I can and sometimes I can't. Certainly junky coffee still tastes fantastic to me. And again, the devil in the details from my perspective, what ruins the benefit of coffee is adding sugar and bad ingredients like a type of creamer that would be full of chemicals. If you want to add cream, please add organic half and half. That's the only choice I use. But generally, I drink it totally, totally black. Now, I know any comments we make here are our own personal, not ones based on Memorial or on Vital Health Radio regarding health, but especially with the COVID. I know as of about 4 days ago, I read this. As of February 4th, 2021, the U.S. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System had received 12,600 injury reports and 653 deaths following COVID vaccination. And it said that there was 3.69% of the people who got the vaccine, there was some life-threatening issues with that. That's pretty heavy duty, 3.69%. And 58% were from the Pfizer and 41% from Moderna's. That means 97% did not have life-threatening issues. The thing is, COVID for healthy people has far, you know, at least no more than 1% risk. And so we're taking a vaccine of some people. Now, I do agree that you weigh risk against benefit. There are people who need this vaccine because they would be very serious conditions if they got COVID and the condition they're in. So I'm not saying not do it, but I know, you know, we both have a little different opinion on that.
Yeah, we do, but, you know, so much of the, let's say, the under 65 healthy population, what I'm hearing, at least, comments from friends, family, patients, they're more worried about the financial impact, honestly, about not getting the vaccine, because if they get it, they're out of work for a period of time, and that hurts their pocketbook.
Yep.
And that is a big concern for people, for the over 65, especially with other infirmities. I do still think the benefit outweighs the risk, and I know that's what we're telling people, and it's the right thing to do. And I always wonder about that 3-ish% that you were talking about. How many of those people were people that knew they had a serious reaction in the past, either vaccines, medication, or foods, or anything, really? You know, I know providers who have still gotten their injection, their COVID vaccine, even though they knew they had anaphylaxis in the past. It's probably not the best idea. And I have patients that really want to go get it, even though they know they have anaphylactic shock. So most of the places should turn people away if they've had anaphylaxis before, and they are. But I wonder how many of those, that'd be an interesting study, how many people already knew they had problems with these kinds of things before they got the vaccine.
Yeah, you know, again, devil in the details.
Somebody will do that.
Somebody will do that. Real quickly, there is a representative, Grothman, who has introduced a bill into Congress called the Sunshine Vitamin Resolution. And what it really is, because Latinos and blacks have 3.2 times higher death rate through to COVID, and the one single common denominator is low vitamin D. Latinos and dark-skinned people of any kind, and black people, will have about half the vitamin D level. Why? Because the skin is not as capable of turning sunshine into vitamin D. Well, there's such a correlation between D and severe symptoms, and other countries, they are giving D away, as Nutrition World is, to firemen, policemen, healthcare workers, and teachers, because I knew at the very start of this that D was imperative. The problem is that the government's not doing anything to embrace this. So Representative Grothman, which I posted on Facebook on Vital Health Radio to give you more information, has called out the inaction of the FDA and other government agencies because of this one issue. So we keep getting keep trying to turn the corner with this, but of course the powers to be don't want to embrace anything other than traditional ideas. Frustrating for me.
Well, that is, but I'd say the healthcare community and most of the patients are embracing it. I was just thinking about that same daughter. She finally takes her vitamin D now religiously, and I'm very proud of her for doing that. You know, much more cautious. I wouldn't say cautious, much more cognizant of how good it is for her, and she actually takes her vitamin D now. So, you know, she's listened to the report, she's listened to what I've said, and a lot of the patients have too, and providers. It's fairly well known now amongst providers.
Absolutely. I have seen so many people who I have been kind of surprised that they have gotten on the bandwagon. And so individually, I'm very proud of providers like yourself and so many others who have felt more comfortable speaking on this subject. But where I'm frustrated, like Representative Grothman, is in the government agencies who are unwilling to even mention it almost.
You wonder what their agenda is.
Yes. Don't we wonder? Don't we wonder? And I know I'm not looking at news any longer because I just think it's very toxic, except headlines. I don't want to stick my head in the sand. But I know that, did I read that Fauci said 2 more years he thought would be the right time for mask? I think I read those headlines, but I'm not going to quote that. I really predict, unless the government intervenes on this, we will be out of the mask by August of this year, is my prediction. So we will see what happens.
And the bad thing is, I've gotten so used to, we've said this before, or I've gotten in my car and driven away with my mask still on. I'm embarrassed to admit that, but it's true. And I hate to say that, but, you know, you do get used to something like that. It becomes part of your, you know, I feel a little bit naked, like you've forgotten something if I walk out without a mask.
Yeah.
And so you notice it. So in a way, that's good because we're reminded now, mm-hmm. but it may be a little hard to go back.
Oh,
the old way.
We are going to have to rewire. I mean,
yeah.
You know, how long did it take me to get used to glasses? You know, several months. And now if I don't have them, I feel like I'm not dressed.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm now used to my hearing aid that I got at Johnson Audiology, which I've been very pleased with.
They do some great work.
They do. They do. They got best of the best, as Nutrition World did and as you did, mm-hmm. Dr. Green. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a little therapy I've been doing. Of course, I'm always in the guinea pig and trying different procedures and ideas. So we'll be talking about that and more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and I'm back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we have a very, very interesting guest. You know, about 4 years ago, and of course, anyone who listens to me understands that I kind of been a I guess I call myself an explorer of anything on the fringes and anything in between regarding health, longevity, kind of hacking the system to be better physically and mentally. Well, cryo, we've talked about that often. And 4 years ago, I actually went downtown and did my first cryo session with Amy from R3 of Chattanooga. And welcome to Vital Health Radio, Amy.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here with you.
You've been an innovator yourself. You were brave enough to bring something to Chattanooga that was basically unheard of in this town. And you've also branched out and done several other things that is giving Chattanooga some options. And one of those is something called NanoV. And I will have to just say that I've been doing this NanoV. I've probably done three or four of those in the past 3 to 4 weeks. And I want to talk about it a little bit because I definitely can feel the effects of it. It's a very simple, easy type of session that people do, and you're breathing basically something, which I'll let you explain. But I have a far better sense of well-being, mental energy. I've been hobbling around with kind of a sciatica hip for a while. I can't say that it's helped that, but you know, you can't fix everything. And part of that problem is me because I do too much and won't let it rest. But I want you to tell people, what about this NanoV?
Yeah, so what the NanoV is, it's air that you breathe. And usually the first thing people will go to, oh, it's an oxygen therapy. And it is not an oxygen therapy. The air that you're breathing is an energized water droplet that's carrying ordered water to help the proteins for your cells to fold and unfold. And as those proteins in your cells fold and unfold, that's what creates proper cellular activity. So what it does in a short answer is helps to improve cellular activity in the body, and that is the foundation for mm-hmm. everything that happens. And so, as you mentioned, Ed, a lot of people will describe kind of this overall sense of vitality or additional mental clarity after doing a session. And others have experienced improved sleep, so either longer periods of sleep or more restful sleep, and been able to show us that via a sleep tracker. And some other people will describe increased energy from doing a session. And it really is as simple as just mm-hmm. sitting there for 30 minutes and breathing in these energized water droplets via the air delivery system.
Yes, and my daughter also has been doing it, Katie. And I know last week I didn't realize that I had an appointment with you. So she comes in and she was like, "Oh, I think you forgot that you're supposed to do your NanoV today." And I was like, "Oh, no, I don't know. I'm really busy." She said, "But you know, Dad, it always makes you feel better." I said, "You know, you're right, Katie. It really does." And I am a chronic insomniac due to, again, I push myself way too hard. And I think it just has effects on everything, including lack of sleep. But I do know that on the couple days after and during, I have improved sleep. There's no doubt. And I do really use it almost like a meditative time. I don't really go in there to do work most of the moments that I'm there. And so I carve it out to be a couple things, you know, more of a meditation plus using the technology that this has. How long has NanoV been around?
They've been around for about 10 years.
Oh.
Really started and have pioneered the technology. So they mm-hmm. have like different levels of machines. They all deliver the same signal. It's just how long it takes for the signal to be delivered. So they have like 1 hour, 30 minutes, or 15 minutes. Oh. The machine we have is 30 minutes.
And for me as a traditional provider, how often would someone do this? How often can they do it? Should they do it once a week, once a day? You know, how does that work?
So it really varies by person. For me personally, if I go more than about 3 or 4 days, I'll start noticing a little bit of a difference in my sleep pattern. So I try to do it about twice a week. We have some people who will do it maybe 3 times a week. We have some people who will do it once a week or once every other week. So it just really varies by the person. But cumulatively, the more that you do it, the longer the effect lasts.
And how long does it take for one session?
30 minutes.
Okay. Is it only at your place of business, or do you sell a home model?
Well, we can actually bring it to your home. We do it at our place of business on the North Shore. On Mondays, we do bring it to the Wellness Corner at Nutrition World. So for folks on this side of town, it makes it a little bit more convenient. But we also have a program called R3 at Home, where you can actually rent the machine to your home for 24 hours. And in that case, you know, yourself or other family members, as many people as you want to have use it, could use it during that 24-hour period. We bring it to your doorstep, all clean and sanitized. You put it back out on your doorstep. We pick it up and take it back and clean it so it can be no-touch delivery.
And as I live in North Shore, Ed, there's hope for this one. I might be able to do this.
Absolutely. I did not realize you had a at-home service. And, you know, someone who's feeling good and really, you know, doesn't have any issues, probably they wouldn't do this. But, you know, there's a lot of people struggling, and every little bit that can help them to recover, be stronger, sleep better, have more stamina, that doesn't have a side effect. I mean, I'm all about embracing these things. And what I love about mechanisms like NanoV and others is it's 100% safe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 100%. There are no contraindications for it.
Okay.
We have people, one of our clients who moved away, bought a unit for herself so she could use it with her aging cat.
Oh, really?
So it can also be used with pets. I have not experienced this, but the folks at NanoV were telling me about someone who used it on a baby who was in a NICU, again, just trying to improve that cellular activity to help with healing. And, you know, really, while people who feel good maybe think they don't need something like mm-hmm. this, I mean, as you approach your late 30s and early 40s, your cellular activity mm-hmm. begins to decline. And so using something like this that can help to optimize that and help to repair the damage that's done for everyone. I mean, that cellular damage is occurring.
I'm curious, what is the water source?
So the water itself is just a distilled water. So there's nothing special about the water. The secret sauce, if you will, is how the machine energizes those water droplets to become ordered water, which is packed with the molecules to help improve the protein folding in the cells.
I'm a huge fan of people, some people that would be called kind of nutty people, but Dr. Cowan, C-O-W-A-N, wrote a book on, I think it's called The Four Phases of Water, and it kind of rings true of what you're saying. It, you know, water is really a very powerful medicine for us, and we kind of dismiss that. And again, I'm so much about getting back to unaltered substances that we have ruined in our technology world. And one of those is, I really believe that the water that we drank back in the old days, like from creeks on farms before it had to go through plumbing systems, was more supportive of our health as long as it was clean. And I actually have I'll talk about it someday. I have this little machine at home that vortexes the water that I drink, because changing the energy of water can make it pretty magical. And I know on your flyer here, it's talking about athletes can really use this, because it deals with lactate in blood, DNA damage, inflammatory markers, and immune responses. And really and truly, I did an interview with doctor, and I can't think of his name. I actually have it on The Holistic Navigator, my podcast. But he said that when he looks at markers of cancer patients, it's similar to markers of athletes who are overtrained, and that really and truly we should address heavy duty athletes almost like a cancer patient, because they are doing some damage to their body. They're also needing being anabolic. They're building up, or they're catabolizing really and truly. When they're overtraining, they're actually going the wrong way, so which is like a cancer patient. So anything like this could be beneficial for an athlete, but I see it more beneficial even for people who are struggling as they get older. And I love the technology. And again, I feel the difference. In a perfect world, I know for a fact what you're saying is true, that I can tell the effects do wear off, and twice a week would be the ideal amount of time, because I do it with you on Monday, and I know by Thursday I could utilize another treatment. There's no doubt. What does this cost a person?
Yeah, and just real quick before I answer that, so in response to the athletes, absolutely, there's a study that NanoV, or Eng3 is a company that makes NanoV, has done, and showed a 17% less lactic acid buildup in athletes using the NanoV versus athletes who were not. And 17% less lactic acid for an athlete is pretty significant from a muscle soreness and recovery standpoint.
I was just curious, thinking the athletes and all that and healing, how about COPD patients or asthma patients?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, because that's some, you know, your cellular activity has been affected or damaged. So it's not specifically only going to help the lung function, but the overall cellular function for the body.
Yeah, I love that. Everything goes back to the cell. I mean, I don't care what we talk about, what we do, what we take, how we consume foods. Really, the rubber meets the road in regard to what is the cell doing, how's it acting, and how's it being affected by the choices we make. And the thing that really, our worst disease on earth is Father Time and aging. I mean, we worry about all these other things, and we should be concerned, and we should do the right thing. But getting older is really the most lethal activity that we do. And I just don't believe in sitting back and watching it happen. I think I want to take an active role in modulating at least the best I can the cellular damage that comes, because that's what happens with aging. It's cellular damage. And if we can give it the right nutrients, the right foods, less inflammation, different options like NanoV, why would we not? I mean, that's my question. Why would we not try it? I mean, I don't want, you know, I love the song that's on the Clint Eastwood movie, The Mule, Don't Let the Old Man In. And I play it pretty regularly because, I mean, I'll be 64 soon. Hey, the old man's knocking on my door. I'm hobbling right now with a hip, but I'm doing all I can one way or the other, if it's reasonable and it's safe, and yours is. So what does it cost a person to do this?
Yeah, so it's very reasonable. So a single session is $40. For someone who is new to our location, hasn't been in before, we actually discount the first service to $20. We have packages and memberships that can actually get the price per service down to as low as about $5 a service. So there's lots of options, and it is very reasonably priced. And, you know, I tell folks with this and some of the other services that we offer, if you're a first-time person, it's, you know, $20 and a few minutes of your time to see if it can help you. You know, to me, it's definitely worth the investment.
Now, do most people walk away after one session and have a feel that it's positive?
Yeah, most people will feel a difference after one session. It really, as I mentioned earlier, it has that cumulative effect. Mm-hmm. So the more often you do it, the longer that effect lasts. So the effect may not last as long when you do just the first session, but as you do additional sessions, it does last a little bit longer.
Well, we all know, if we think about it, everything is cumulative. I don't care if you're going to eat your organic broccoli, you're going to the gym, you're working on sleep. Nothing one time a week generally does a lot of magic. And so embracing something, I mean, exercise, if you go once a week, you might as well not go. You're just going to stay sore. And really, it takes three times a week to exercise to get positive benefits. So how would someone contact you or learn more or want to make an appointment, please, Amy?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to our website, which is www.r3chattanooga.com. You can also contact us directly at 423-805-2796.
Yes, that's wonderful. And we will have your cards at Nutrition World. And again, you are in my other building right next to us, the Wellness Corner, on Mondays. Is that correct?
Yes, from 11 to 3, we have appointment availability there. If someone follows us on social media, there is a link in our social media that can take you directly to the scheduling for Nutrition World or to our website.
Perfect. I know, and I love the fact that you have so much experience with things like the cryo facial, the compression therapy, and now the Nano V, because you are well read and well experienced, Amy. So thank you for joining us today on Vital Health Radio.
Thanks for having me.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, Dr. Green. So let's do that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and here we are continuing to chat.
You said you had a lot of things to talk about.
I did, because I almost thought...
That never happens.
I almost thought that you weren't going to make it this morning, and you did, but I was prepared. I knew you were running late and things. So I want to say real quick, Vascular Institute... I want to say this every week until it gets there, but they're having a wonderful health fair on March 20th in Cleveland, and it's called Fresh Start to Your Health, and it's going to be really exciting. New, everything shut down for so long. We're not used to these public events going on. They will be practicing, you know, good common sense and doing all the right things, but it's time to rejoin the world, people. It really is. Take your vitamin D, do all the right cautions, do whatever you feel comfortable. If you're really at risk, don't do these things. But if you're good, healthy people, start living. I think there's a lot of people who will look back and say, I lost 1 year of my life. I lost 12 months of my life. And we don't have that many 12 months. And I really have been saying, I know I can be a little pessimistic. It probably sounds. It's not. I say lately that I'm 2 breaths away from being really old and 4 breaths away from being dead. It's just a blink of an eye, people. We're going to be close to dying or dead. So live it while we can.
Well, you know, Ferris Bueller told us that. Life is fast.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So the health fair, it is going to be, again, called Fresh Start to Your Health. March 20th is going to have a lot of new therapies. But the one thing I really love about it is the fact they're going to do carotid artery testing. What does that mean? I mean, you can go in for no money and in about 8 minutes see what kind of blockages you may have to the carotid artery. Because tell me about that.
And I will say that is something that's usually asymptomatic until you have a stroke. So people have no idea. Rarely do they come in with symptoms. That does happen, but it's a rarity. Or we can hear it when we're listening to their neck.
Gotcha.
My patients don't always listen to their neck. They're like, why are you doing that? You know, a few will ask, and that's why. I'm just always checking. That being said, it is expensive. expensive if you have to pay out of your own pocket for that kind of thing. And
really?
Screening is difficult. So, you know, you have Lifeline screening that goes around to churches and businesses, and that's a good price. For Dr. Lasar's place, you said they're doing it for free. That is an incredible value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so access that if you have concerns and you're, you know, if you're a certain age or you want free medical testing, please check it out.
Maybe he'll do that at his Ringgold office near our office one day.
Yes, yes. Cool little article came out that I love because we all love things that endorse what we already are doing. Well, this study came out that was talking about how healthy cheese actually is very protective of our brain and our thinking capacity. And, you know, so many foods can be demonized with the almost like politics with people speaking about, oh, this is poison, this is toxic, or this is wonderful. No, it's not a clear science. And I think some of it depends on individual needs of their body. But I really do enjoy a good amount of cheese if it's quality, not Cheese Whiz. People, not Cheese Whiz.
I don't think that falls into the cheese group.
No. In some people's mind, it does. In some people's mind,
yeah, aerosolized
does.
Cheese is a unique food group.
That's right. We did do blood testing this week at Nutrition World and had the biggest crowd we had ever had. I think we had 36 people all came in a short period of time, and they did a good amount of blood work. Why would you do this? But a lot about more about prevention and about optimizing your health. You want to, if you're concerned about, do I have a disease and things, you go to people like Dr. Green and you get the right blood work for that. This is more about setting yourself up for longevity, feeling better. And one of the panels was on hormones, and we added something called pregnenolone. On Facebook under Vital Health Radio, I posted a really nice article on why would we want to know about pregnenolone. It has to do with helping anxiety levels and helping to be neuroprotective, but also creative thinking is improved and memory. And I will have to give my personal 3 cents worth, okay? I did a pregnenolone test about a month ago, and I was kind of surprised. I was at the bottom of the barrel. I mean, the range was, I think, 40 to 200, and I was 35. Why would that be? I don't know, but that's my individual kind of quirk. So what I did was I started taking pregnenolone in the morning from Nutrition World. I did 30 milligrams, and I do have a problem with sometimes if it's safe, I usually think more is better. It's not. Let me tell you, what happened was after about 3 days of 30 milligrams, I got to where, I mean, I was Superman at night with my brain. I could not go to sleep. And it wasn't a caffeine. It was simply very clear thinking, and it was enjoyable, but it's not enjoyable when you lose sleep. So I put those two and two together after about a week of not sleeping. I figured something is haywire. Well, now I've gone to 10 milligram. It's perfect dose. I have much more calmness, and I do think very clearly and sharply. And I did it with 10 milligrams, but I would have never done this without this blood test. So you can come any Tuesday to Nutrition World and get these kind of blood tests. I want to also say that on YouTube, Nutrition World, I'm doing a lot of posting on YouTube now. Forget Facebook. Facebook is dead in the water. It will never come back to the level it was, partially due to all the reasons that we don't need to talk about. But YouTube is still a very informative channel, and so is Instagram. Well, I'm doing this thing called Nutrition Made Simple, and it is interviews. I'm being interviewed for between 7 and 10 minutes on a specific topic. The last one was on the benefit of magnesium. We are getting so many hits on this. It's better than anything we've ever done, better than Facebook or Instagram. I mean, we'll get 200 to 300 a day of people who are logging on to this. I don't know. It just kind of worked out. So please go to YouTube, type in Nutrition World if you would like to learn more. And I'm not just sitting here plugging Nutrition World, but my latest podcast was from Brenda Watson. She was on PBS TV for 12 years, and she educated on colon health the whole time, 12 years. And regarded as such a expert on this topic. Well, we did a podcast on SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, or on FIBO, fungal intestinal bowel overgrowth. These are things that are chronic that can destroy the immune system, your mental state, cause anxiety, depression, fibromyalgia, all kind of things, because the gut is not a piece of plumbing. It is actually an organ that's the size of about one tennis court if you stretched it out. So if you're having a lot of, and you want to learn about these things, go to The Holistic Navigator, and it just got posted yesterday. That's a lot of yapping on my part.
Well, keep going. You're on a roll.
Well, okay. The next one is I was interviewed from a huge TV station in Tampa, Florida this week, and what they wanted to know is about Tom Brady, because the word kind of got out that I had made some statements that I am similar to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. And why do I say that? Because I'm fighting, and I have an opponent equal to his. Mine is Father Time, and his was the football team.
Well, he is a health nut as well with the way he eats,
and because,
vegetarian and whatnot.
Yes, because he's really nutty, like I am, a reasonable nut. He does cryogenics. He does anti-inflammatory diets.
I think he does your shake every morning, something really close to it.
Very close to it. He does the supplements, not as many, but a lot of them. He's being condemned by many people. Forbes magazine, who I used to think Forbes was a legit magazine that was not too leaning one way or the other, and they're not. They're absolutely being controlled by something that is not comfortable to me. So they're really putting him down for non-scientific methods, and it's basically saying it's just luck that he is who he is and that he can perform the way he is. You know what? The proof is in the pudding to me. Look at him. Look how he's doing. Look how no one else can compare to him. And you will watch Tom Brady age gracefully because of what he has embraced.
And part is genetics. You know,
part is.
Not everyone is going to be a super athlete. Not everyone will keep their looks into their 40s and 50s and 60s like you did, Ed.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, there is such a large component to your lifestyle. And we watch that in medicine. People that are abusing their bodies all their lives will age more quickly the vast majority of the time. There are always exceptions there as well, but for the most part, your body is going to wear out more quickly.
But you know, the people who don't test their body like an athlete would, they don't really... When you test your body as an athlete does, you have more of a feedback system. When you can maintain what you can make your early years at 43, and I think he will as 53 rolls around in 63, it's really showing something. And what is that something? Diet and supplements and lifestyle is the most important factor in our aging.
I just thought, you know, it's something I've noticed over the years. You probably have too. We just really don't talk about it. But you can actually measure if what you're doing is working. Mm-hmm. Did you run as far as fast? Can you lift as much? How many? How long are you there? I mean, you can actually measure it. I've gone and worked out sick like I shouldn't. People, I'm not telling you to do it. But, you know, I'll find out that my strength may be 20% less, 25% less. And it's something you can quantify and measure. So, you know, Tom can do the same thing if he's doing something that's working, like you and the pregnenolone. He'll see it and he'll feel it. And he'll continue what works.
And he will know that he will know where he stands. He'll know the basic personal score, and he can work toward getting it optimal. Because if you don't test it, you kind of slide down the scale without realizing it.
But it does make a difference. Even just sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep. Yeah, I mean, I can't actually run as far or as fast.
Yeah.
So it's something you can quantify. I don't know if that'll help people out there. I've noticed it over the years, though.
Well, I think we need to, again, be our own best advocate. And the other thing I've been doing is a salt room. I really am so excited about the salt room that I'm investigating installing one at Nutrition World.
Really?
And the reason, you know, people who worked in salt mines in the 1800s rarely got respiratory infections, rarely got colds, rarely got asthma.
And remind me how this works, by the way.
Well, in this case, there are salt rooms where you're just like a salt cave. I've been in those before, where the walls are coated with very thick layers of salt. But this one is a company makes a small room. It's kind of like a sauna, a small 1 to 2 people sauna. And I go into it and they cut it on, and it is like smoke coming into the room because they're vaporizing salt into the air.
Just regular sodium chloride.
Really clean sodium chloride. What happens, and I'm not a person who coughs. I don't have much mucus. I really have almost no congestion. I start coughing, and I start coughing up mucus that I had no idea I had. And the next whole 5 to 6 days, I swear I'm breathing better than I've ever breathed.
Well, think about something similar. You know, ENTs often recommend the saline nasal washes for your sinuses. Not the same thing, but it is similar. It's cleansing, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, cleansing, and it's alkaline. I'm really a huge fan of not being too acidic. I was at the Cheesecake Factory the other night, Dr. Green, and I know I'm a chatty catty right now, but it was interesting. I was there last night, and this lady who has known me for about about 10 years, and she doesn't really shop at the store much, but I've seen her out. She said, Ed, what is a health food guy doing like you at Cheesecake Factory? Hmm. And I said, you know what? You can almost eat anywhere if you make the right choices and still be relatively healthy. In fact, I did a podcast called On the Holistic Navigator of How to Eat Out Healthy. And here's the points that I make on it. But if you really are into proper choosing of food, look online before you go to make sure they actually have at least a little options. Know this, the majority of restaurants, 85% of what they have on the menu is not healthy, and 15% is, so we have to look for the 15%.
The hard part of the Cheesecake Factory, they have over 40 pages on their menu.
That's a book.
It's huge.
It? Yeah. It is a freaking book, and it's too much almost.
And now when you download it, it's just, I sat there waiting on my daughter one time and actually read the whole thing for the first time, and I was so confused at the end, I just had to ask the waiter, what do you like?
You got it covered, that's for sure. The other night I was a little bit like that, and I said, I just want some grilled chicken and spinach and broccoli, because that's what I get almost every time. And the last two points is always, now Cheesecake Factory, you don't have to do this because they have quality olive oil, but always bring olive oil in. I think you should bring it in the restaurant because we need healthy fat. And lastly, know that sausages and breads and sweet drinks are the demon of all restaurants, so that is something you should not and would not want to order.
Out of curiosity, because I do like, let's just pick on Food Works aioli.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. So how can you get a healthy sauce?
You can't. I've never seen a sauce yet unless it's really, really local, made like your grandmama would make it, and they know the ingredients.
So I start checking because that's one of my
Well, you can't, because
like,
they don't know what they're using. They're using things out of containers that say natural flavors, and that is a hidden word for MSG.
Well, maybe one of the restaurant owners will be listening and prove us wrong.
That's right, because in other cities, they are advertising the fact that they are enlightened restaurants and they are taking care of the public. So not in most cases, restaurants don't even have a clue what they're serving.
And I'd say most of the listeners are more like me than you and mm-hmm. are eating for the experience,
yes.
the atmosphere, and the flavor.
Well, we can blend all of that together.
Well, I do a mix of that myself, so
you
I don't
do.
Go for the most unhealthy, but yep. I don't necessarily do like you, although I do sometimes.
You're a good boy sometimes.
Sometimes.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app, which is free for Android or iPhone. Today's spiritual moment reflects upon the struggles of life and the anxiety and stress that these cause us as we try to find our way in these troubled times. I would like to begin with a quotation from the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu. What a caterpillar calls the end, the rest of the world calls a butterfly. Next, a somewhat revealing scripture from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4, where Elijah was running for his life from Queen Jezebel, and it says, he came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. So here is a biblical leader who shows us it is okay to tell God exactly what we are thinking and feeling in our lives, including frustration and anger. Thankfully, God knows our pain and fully understands all of the problems we face. Often it is easy to feel alone in this world, just like Elijah did at that point. But in Christ, we are never really alone. We have access to a peace stronger than any trouble we face. God rejoices with us in the good times, yet he also grieves with us when we are in pain. He receives us just as we are, whether tired, worn out, happy, excited, frustrated, or angry. He always receives us and knows all we feel before we discuss it with him. There is no conversation we cannot have with God. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." And in John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus himself says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." So if your life seems like it has simply gone off the rails, make the choice to pour out your heart, all of your deepest feelings, with full honesty to the God who understands the pain that you feel. He is the God who will be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, who will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in him. I would like to close with a benediction from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. "Now, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you." And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
As always, thank you, my friend. That will send people into a really hopeful, peaceful Sunday and rest of the week. And I love it when we talk about deeper subjects. And, you know, I think, at least in my life, and you may agree to this, I think we have more people feeling alone now than we ever have. Don't you think?
Well, it's a pandemic of depression, anxiety, and loneliness is what we're seeing in the U.S. We are. I mean, in this area and nationwide. Yes.
Well, as I mentioned about a month or two ago, the friend of mine who knew the numbers of a certain drugstore in Cleveland said they had filled 900,000 Xanax last year. 900,000 pills were dispensed at this one drugstore. If that doesn't speak to this, your subject, I don't know what would.
You know, I really can't get out of the bed without the faith that I have. I mean, it keeps me going. It really does. And I don't know how somebody can go on with no faith. I've pulled some old movies out of the you know, things I'd never seen, some things I have seen. But one that I just watched, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's, I think, maybe about a 2014 film, Kevin Sorbo, God Is Not Dead.
Mm-mm.
You may want to watch it sometime. Very good film. Probably most of the people out there had already watched it, but I had not. So we watched that one night. Great film. But talk about encouragement and this guy, his lack of faith, but his anger towards God and mm-hmm. his growth all through the movie and his change. Great movie. Highly recommend it.
And I really know the value of certainly know the value of healthy food, but we have to also find connections in healthy, supportive mental food and words and confidence that the future, that there's something more important than just waking up, and there's so much more depth in life, and that to realize that there is something moving the checkerboard pieces besides me, and to be able to surrender to whatever that you call it with your name. As long as we feel that we have to be in total control, we are going to probably not do well as the years go on.
And are you ever really in total control?
And no, I've had to learn, because I used to believe that I could be in total control, to surrender, to do the very best I can each and every day, but then surrender at the same time. And that's a walk that I think comes with age most of the time. I think there are some younger people who may certainly be more evolved than we are. Not that we're that evolved, but at least I know some of the dark sides too. And
you know, like we said before, you're not in control of your circumstances. You're in control of what?
Your responses to them and reactions to them. And so often,
but try to respond, not react, we say.
That's right. And taking a breath, I mean, to me, I've found that to be so beneficial. I would have gone off on someone this week if I had not taken that single breath. And with that slow breath, I didn't say I calmed down, but it gave me the place to be more wise with my response.
It is so easy to get caught up and swept away with the cares and worries of life sometime, but I don't like getting caught up and swept away by that. I prefer to have a much more measured response, and it feels like control, and it's a sense of control, but you just simply have your priorities set and you're centered rightly.
I love that. Centered. Well, brother, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and designed by Avalon Design Studio for the website. And thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.